Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Green Shell powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now by our resident college football expert, Chris Lowe from ESPN, at CLowe ESPN. He joins us every Monday and every Friday. Chris, when we let you go on Friday, it was like, hey, man, there's some great games this weekend. Derek Mason and Vanderbilt come to mind. The affair in Tuscaloosa was a very brightly lit one and left a lot of questions at the end of the game. You had a Wisconsin team that got knocked off. Where do you want to start? Because there's a lot of places to go.
Let's start with John Davenport's interview of one Derek Mason.
He straight walked off that interview, yeah, didn't he?
Talk about a mic drop. Anchor drop.
Let's just put it out there. If you've never been around college football, you never really watched much college football, didn't get it, just weren't interested in it, and you showed them that clip, that says everything and then some about the emotion, the passion. I mean, who in the world expected Vanderbilt, not only to win, but just the way they've been getting shredded on defense, to lock down Missouri the way they did on defense? I mean, it looked like a football team. Let's just be honest. It looked like a football team that was sort of mail at the end, down the stretch with some of their last few performances. And yet Derek, to his credit, to the guys in the locker room, the staff, I mean, they get back up off the deck and they play one of the best games they played in a while. It's a really good football team.
How in the heck, why does it always take halfway through the season for them to get that team going?
I don't know. And I don't think that means, and I want to be clear, I don't think that means anything small there, but it does say a lot about Derek and his resilience and his ability when things look like they're at their bleakest to get his football team up and ready to play. Clearly, he hasn't lost that team for them to play like that.
Right.
And again, let's give credit to the guys on the staff, you know, and the players. I mean, they seem to find something offensively with Keyshawn Vaughn the last couple of games. You know, they've been able to get him involved both receiving and rushing the football, you know, and really get him in his comfort zone. I think he's got over 350 yards rushing receiving in his last two games, and that's what they need for him. But I don't know. That's a good question. It's a fair question, Brent. Because they've got five left. They win four of them to get to a bowl game. That's going to be a tall order.
Penn State with the big win and the whiteout, which, man, I've got to get up to Happy Valley for that little experience because that looks so good on television. But big win over Michigan and Penn State, not a lot of people talking about them. They're 7-0.
No, and it's, I'll tell you what, it's even better in person. I've seen it, the whiteout. It's incredible. Night game, just the chant in unison. It's, you know, you're out, you know, if you've never been to Happy Valley, you're out in the middle of nowhere, you know, the campus is, and it's just seems like it's echoing for miles, you know, we are in the whiteout. It's really something to see. It's one of the better things in all of college football. It's just, I don't think there's not five more scenes that are better than that, that I've seen personally. But no, Penn State, I thought now for a couple of weeks was underrated, undervalued.
Yeah.
You know, James Franklin just continues, despite losing key players, I think it says a lot for his ability to recruit players and develop them, has kept that program among the nation's elite. And they're really good on defense, and they've got, you know, we'll see offensively going forward with some of the teams they've got to play. But when you start looking at unbeaten teams in college football, I think they're as undervalued as anybody right now.
Chris Lowe, our guest from ESPN, has ESPN ever given you an assignment and you just went completely rogue on that assignment?
I've gotten a few suggestions for stories that I just sort of said, rather not. But I know where you're getting. I know where you're headed. it's unfortunate. I hate it for the players on Tennessee's team. I hate it for Garantano. You know, those are just the kind of things. And talking to people close to the program, Mickey, I don't think that's the first time that he's done something like that. Maybe try to go out on his own and improvise, maybe not to that degree. And
I mean, if he hands that ball off, Chris, it's a one-score game with 7 minutes to go.
Completely changed the complexion of the game.
Oh, you know? Man.
And haven't talked again to several of their close to that situation. And nobody had any idea that that was going to happen. But he was thinking about doing it. He was going to do it. And I want to be careful here because there are a lot of other reasons that Tennessee lost that game. They had, what, 12 or 13 penalties. You know, it's never just one play or one player.
Yeah, for sure.
And it really galls me to see, you know, on social media and even on talk radio, people getting personal and calling the kids names. Even some people that consider themselves or say they're media calling him names. You know, former players in the program calling him names. It should never get personal. If you're upset, understand that. If you want to critique him, more power to you. But the personal name calling, that's way, way over the top.
Chris Lowe, our guest. Wisconsin was a team that we had finally started to talk about and say how much we just maybe disrespected them, and then they went to Illinois, and now maybe everybody knows why we weren't talking about them in the first place. But, hey, kudos to that kicker from Illinois, Chris, because he's probably dating anybody on campus that he wants to right now.
The toast of champagne.
My man, oh, he got toasted with some champagne, or at least the champagne of beers, I imagine.
Yeah, and, you know, that's every week now for what's that, 2 or 3 weeks in a row that we've seen a result like that, that you're like, you know, you hit yourself upside the head 2 or 3 times and say, did I just see that? Is that score right? You know, you saw Georgia, South Carolina, Illinois, Wisconsin, and I'm sure there'll be a few more.
Wisconsin was a 30-point favorite when that game kicked.
That's why, to me, you just Alabama, Tennessee, again, to your point, Brent, they score down there, touchdown game, a one-possession game with 7 minutes to play. Tennessee, what's a 35, 36-point underdog? That's why college football is the best. It always delivers. And this time of year, in October, late October, November, when the teams and coaches and players, it really starts to get tight, you never know what might happen. You go back all the way back to North Carolina, Clemson. You know, Clemson just barely survives that game. There'll be at least one more result like that, maybe two, but I guarantee you there'll be one more result. And I can't, you know, I'm not going to predict. When we all are sitting here on Monday talking about it, saying, how in the world did that happen? And it's probably a result that will completely turn the college football playoff picture upside down. I still think the best team I've seen, the most complete team in college football, is Ohio State. And I've seen them live. I've seen Clemson live twice now. I was at Louisville Clemson. I've seen Bama live. I've seen Ohio State live. I have not seen LSU live, okay? So I think LSU is very good. But I still think right now, when you look at quarterback, difference maker at quarterback, defensive line, disruptors, and guys up there on the front defensively, they've got the best combination and the most complete football team I've seen to this point. We'll see how that plays out over the next month or so.
Speaking of that, Tua better be back for Alabama when they play LSU.
And I don't know that he will be. You know, again, talking to people very close to that situation, I mean, I'm not saying he won't be.
Right.
But it certainly is not a given. And I think Coach Saban said it today, that it's hard to predict with these surgeries. I'll give you some hard facts. Last year, remember, he had the same surgery on his other ankle. And he was back for Oklahoma, but he had a week longer to get ready for that game.
Yeah.
And he still, I remember talking to him going into that game, and he said he probably was only 80 or 85% going into that game. He's got a week shorter now to get ready for this LSU game. So a lot of it depends on how he responds, how the rehab goes. And even if he plays the game, again, I think there's a chance he will play. I'm not ruling him out.
Right.
I don't know that it's realistic to think that he's going to be 100% or even near 100%.
Well, they're going to have to score some points.
Well, they're a different team without him, let's face it. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I know I'm Captain Obvious saying that. they just cannot, you know, as good as they are at receiver, without him, you take him out of the equation because they can't dominate and don't dominate people defensively the way they have in the past. They're still good on defense. But they can't take games over defensively the way they did in 11 and 12 and some of those other teams that Nick had.
Captain Obvious, we'll talk to you again on Friday.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Chris Lowe. Always joins us on Mondays and Fridays here on 360.
Chris Lowe on 104.5 The Zone, presented by the Maynard Man. Is your home ready for the season? If not, call the Maynard Man. Maynard provides annual service for heating and cooling systems in your home. Healthy home plans for as low as $8.95 per month. Call the Maynard Man at 615-255-0603 or themaynardman.com.